Ladies and gentlemen, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily continues. Your host, Eddie Greer, back for another edition of this K-State Podcast, covering all things K-State, coming at you on this what has become a warmed-up Thursday, September 29th, 2022. Obviously, fall has arrived. If you want to experience the fall, just wake up early in the morning, you see these cool temps, and then of course the afternoon still a little bit hot on the hotter side. But yes, fall is definitely going to be arriving, if it's not already has. If you call mornings a little chilly, but yep, another edition of the postcast edition of volleyball. And man, this is the first time that K-State got swept this season in 2022. Last night on the road against TCU, was handed their fourth straight loss, thanks in part to the Lady Red Raiders last night in straight sets, surprisingly. 25-22 in set 1, 25-23 in set 2. Both of these sets were close. They could have gone either way. And then K-State did not have enough juice in set 3, losing by 10, and the results getting swept there as well. Probably the only highlight, obviously, here is Alina Baca there. The only double-double registered for K-State in this game. Baca produced 12 kills. Then she added 10 digs as well, which is the team leading six double-double here in 2022 so far for the K-State volleyball team so far. She's hitting 250, or she hit 250 on the night there and had 11 kills through both of those sets there. As well, Shaylee Myers added 10 kills on the night. Katie Fernholtz hit 500 while adding on 8 kills herself as well. Mackenzie Morris, Mrs. 1,000 Dig Club person, big lady. She had a bad, that did not come out right, but hey, it is what it is. Mackenzie Morris, a stud, match high 17 digs, while Fernholtz added 3 blocks on the night there for Kansas State's defense as well. Kenna Saar of the Lady Red Raiders led all players with 16 kills in this one, hitting at a 325 clip. Sauter also added 11 digs and a double-double, while her teammate, setter Reese Rhodes, handed out 35 assists in this game. 16 digs added Regan Cooper, and Brooke Kanzas, we'll roll with that, added on 8 kills a piece as well. The Red Raiders ended up with 10 total blocks on the night and a total of 60 digs, and limiting the Cats to only a .144 team hitting efficiency there. Not good as well. So, Kansas State now, looking at it, you got to go all the way back to the Adidas Invitational before you hit Big 12 play. 4-match losing streak there. And I kind of highlighted that, or Alex actually highlighted this on a latest edition of the Purple Project Podcast, weekly edition, episode 122, which is out now wherever you get your podcast. Came out last night. Hope you guys download it and give that a listen. And on top of that, make sure you are subscribed if you're not already to the Purple Project Podcast. So episode 122 is out. Me and Alex will get together later on this evening to record the second weekly of the week, episode 123. Leading up to Texas Tech, and also we will take a look at the Big 12 schedules in respectability, or maybe deeper, actually, maybe the full entire schedule for women's basketball and the Big 12 schedule for men's basketball. So those came out over the last week and a half or so. Me and Alex will definitely dive on in there and have a look to Texas Tech, and of course, look around this weekend around Kansas State sports. But yeah, this is kind of surprising to me here. K-State, after taking KU to full 5 sets last Saturday, didn't have much gas in this one for whatever reason there. Came out a little flat there, and again, for whatever reason, K-State struggles no matter sport, whether it's women's basketball. That comes to my mind. They were flat last year down there in Lubbock. K-State football a year ago, they were flat before turning on the juices. Speaking of Texas Tech coming here to Manhattan on Saturday morning, last year's football meeting as we I referenced so many times on Triple P, they were flat before turning up there with a big play with by Felix there, which really changed the concourse of their season there in that very game last year. Men's basketball, they didn't come out for it. They played very well, but they got jinxed at the end. I don't know what it is about Lubbock, Texas, and Texas Tech going down there and playing them. I don't know what it is, but seeing these teams not have enough juice, yeah, that's, I mean, I know it's a long-ass trip from what I've heard from several other friends that have gone down there to cover K-State sports. they have a lot of stories there out in the middle of nowhere, you know, long-ass trip, you know, not enough variety besides the flat lands down there. And KK, speaking of flat, K-State volleyball just came out flat in this game. And now, don't look now, but the K-State volleyball team now in Big 12 play 0-2. So somehow or another now, gotta wonder, can K-State turn this around? Coach Fritz, after the match, she said, quote, "It was a frustrating evening for us. We were attacking them with our serving and creating out-of-system situations, but we were unable to convert on those opportunities. Texas Tech's outside hitters were really taking really aggressive swings, and it felt like we were fighting them off all night long. Our serve pass was bright spot, but we have to be able to connect the next phase to it," end quote, there as well. Let's see if I have any. Yeah, K-State still leads the all-time series against Tech 42-15. The Wildcats now 17-10 on the road against the Tech. Susie Fritz, in her career against Texas Tech, drops to 34-9 there as well. And then, of course, K-State, they did have a streak against the Red Raiders anyways. They came in having a 5-match winning streak. That got snapped last night there as well. The Cats here suffered their first straight set loss of the season, 6-1 in that department there as well. So next up for the ladies, it's going to be televised on ESPNU, Farmageddon on the volleyball side, Sunday afternoon, which is going to be in Bramlage just after 3:30 Central Time there against Iowa State, as K-State looks to get the goose egg off the board. As far as Big 12 play goes, you don't want to fall too much behind in that category there. We know we got to take out a team to do it. It's just one of those nights, folks, where nothing didn't seem to go right there. And the Lady Red Raiders were definitely the more of the aggressive team last night there. So K-State's got to search for answers now after a really good strong non-con. They've kind of hit on the back end of the non-con and here to start off Big 12 play. That's kind of carried over, so they're going to have to they got some answers to search. They got some questions to answer here before Sunday afternoon's big match against Iowa State. So we're already named Elena Baca here, Shaylee Myers, 10 kills. We already talked about that. She added an ace in there as well. Kaylee Fernholz also had 3 blocks in there, and Haley Warner, 3 kills and only 2 blocks of the night as well. So K-State now's record heading into Sunday's matchup. Back here at home, they're going to have to go looking to come home. They can do some home cooking. There we go. K-State now, overall, 9-6 and 0-2 in Big 12 play. I'm sure Alex will have something to say about that here later on with our recording, which is going to be Friday's show here of the Purple Project podcast. But yeah, K-State, looking good, 9-2, and all of a sudden, it has flipped the switch on literally a dime. Lost 4 in a row. You're now 9-6 on the year. So we'll see what K-State Women's Volleyball and Susie Fritz, Elena Baca, McKenzie Morris and company can do. Can flip the switch back around and get back on their winning ways on Sunday afternoon. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. And if you're not subscribed to Triple P, you might want to do that now. Obviously, we cover the big 2 sports, obviously, but we do a lot more than that. Obviously, if you have been following us since the beginning of semester, or going back to early this summer, or you've been following us for a year, or you've been following us since the beginning of this Purple Project podcast, you know we cover more than just football and basketball. So K-State volleyball in a little bit of a struggle right now. We'll see what happens on Sunday afternoon in Bramlage Coliseum. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to another edition of the PPBD.